Well, that's certainly a very old record. Iggy Pop's personal copy, I would have thought. All those scratches on it. Tight Pants from...
It ain't odd.
A long, long time ago. About 7 years?
It ain't odd.
You're an odd character, though, aren't you?
Not at all. Everybody else is.
I mean, you're famous for doing all sorts of strange things on stage, like breaking bottles and cutting yourself open with them.
I've maintained consistent fame for 12 years now because just about all of what's going down in music and this industry and la di da di da di da doom bee boom and these records that are put out is just a bunch of garbage, and it don't do nothing for hardly nobody's heart and soul. People enjoy it less and less, and the only thing that keeps it going at this point is what I would call the politics of envy. That's what attracts people to big rock and roll shows, is because they can look up there and say, wow, these guys have got freedom and money, and oh yeah, you know. So it's become money motivated.
But presumably you're in the commercial market as well, aren't you?
I am not only in it, I'm in the process of employing it.
Of using the market?
No, of employing certain salient weaknesses in it as my servants.
I know.
To protect my music, which is worth whoring for or anything else.
So far, I haven't made any sense of what you've said at all.
I see. I'll try harder if you like.
If somebody came to your concert tonight, Iggy, what sort of thing would you mean if somebody came?
Joint's been packed. Hey, what do you mean I never know? You know?
Yeah, okay. Well, if someone's going tonight to see you, what sort of performance are they going to see?
Well, what they see, I haven't got a clue. You have to ask them. I haven't even got a tiny clue, you know? I'm looking at them, you know? They're looking at me.
But what's your act?
What's my act? Well, right now my act is like, I'll be blunt, all right? You know, like, I respect what you're doing here at this station and everything, but my act is so together that it's preventing me from reaching over and just punching you right out, you know, for being so jive. That's my act. But what I do on stage is the real me, you know, which is just a nice guy who, like, really wants to get better at making music, and I'm trying very hard to. I don't think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. And so I'm giving all I've got to see if in another 10 or 20 years I can be real, real, real good.
There's been a lot of publicity about your connection with David Bowie.
Mm-hmm.
What is the connection?
Do you want me to answer statement one or question two?
Well, I just want to know, was it true that David Bowie discovered you?
No. My mother and father discovered me, and from thence the American public, David and I met in a bar in New York one day.
But he's very much involved with your music, isn't he? He's produced a couple of albums and written songs for you and this sort of thing.
And I'm very much involved in his. Yes, that's right.
What do you think the connection is? Has David Bowie been a hero of yours for some time?
I think connection is a... I don't mean to insult you, but as applied to a friend whom I respect, I think connection is a hideous word.